Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Judith Glaser back on the show. Dr. Judith Glaser is our good friend and a long time, more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, the author of so many books, including a new one, Conversational Intelligence, that's literally taking the world by storm. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud to say that I was telling you about her when she was only semi-famous. Now she's wildly famous, and she's our good friend, Judith Glaser. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, I'm thrilled to be here, but I'm humbled by your introduction, I have to tell you.
Well, it's all true, and I could tell years ago that you were onto something, that all the things you were working on was going to turn into something very important, and as I'm a pretty good judge of talent after all these years, Judy.
Yeah.
And of course I also promised my audience no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my, only the filet mignon for my audience. Hey, Judy, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is the impact of the tone of the direction of the words that we use when we have conversations with people at work, especially managers to employees.
Yes.
And you've got some research recently that I'd like for you to tell us about.
So you know that I've been studying the whole concept of trust and what opens people up and what closes people down. That's what you love
yep.
to talk about and study, too. And so I said I'm going to yep. pull the onion skins back, and I want to look inside of what's really happening when we talk about trust and uncover something that it could be a gem to give every human being, regardless of where they live in the world. I wanted it to be universal. And so I started to look at what happens in 0.07 seconds when people are connecting with each other for the first time or they come back and connect for the second time. How do people read each other, and what are they reading, and how does that either open up trust or close it down? And I start to find some amazing things that connect to the neurochemistry and neurobiology of how our brains work, and that is that human beings are so sensitive to any signals that are rejection, that are diminishing them, or minimizing them, or exclusion. Human beings have a need to belong that's stronger than anything else in the world. And as we communicate...
It's like...
What?
Go ahead.
So as we pick up these signals, it reads in the brain, if there are signals of rejection, it starts to read as distrust, and people close down. And when that happens, our reality shifts. We do not have the same reality. We are fearful, and we look for more threats, and we pull away from people. And so that became a core set of the research that I've been doing, and now I have thousands and thousands of people that have been through this research that are giving insight to this phenomena.
This thing that we have as human beings that you've uncovered, I was just thinking of it as you were talking about that. I was thinking of an analogy, and I was thinking of a surface tension. You know, surface tension. I'm sure you've. You've balanced a pin on a straight pin on top of water, right? Where the surface tension held the pin on top, right?
Right.
And any the slightest little disturbance, at least little bitty teeny tiny bit of imbalance in the equilibrium, causes the pin to just drop right through the water to break the surface tension. And so it's almost like our egos, our feelings, our baggage, whatever we may have that's loaded up inside of us, produces this surface tension that can either be supported and have equilibrium and maybe even positive things from when people talk to us in ways that we like, or the slightest little teeny tiny word that creates an imbalance causes it to drop right through the the surface tension. It's that fragile, isn't it, the way we feel about things?
I love that analogy, actually. It's quite beautiful. And what it brings to my mind also is that human beings are a lot more sensitive than we give them the credit for.
Because, we're fragile.
Right, that we are fragile, right. And we send people to school to learn how to be tough. And that, so the outward vision is tough. We've learned how to do it externally so people think we've met the expectations of being tough.
Right.
But inside, what you just described is what happens, and that pinprick happens. And when it happens, we can look on the outside like we're still tough, but inside, something's going on in our brain that is literally shifting our focus of attention while we're with a person and looking
right.
for, you know, screening for signals that, uh-oh, you know, what's going on here? So.
And even though I'm a tough guy, even though I've been around a long time, even though my gray hair is not premature, Judy, I still have my own surface tension. I still have my own level that if you break through, I might be able to deal with whatever you say to me, but I might remember it a long time. We'll come back. We're going to need to help us to apply this in our business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.